You're listening to the Footglish podcast. Love football, learn English. How did Slavia Prague play in the Champions League third round qualifier against Royal Union? Will Slavia Prague fans accept Tomáš Chorý now that he scored two fantastic goals? What is the personality of the Slavia Prague manager Jindřich Trpišovský? And what does the word chemistry mean in context of football? Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Footglish podcast. My name is Zdeněk Lukas, and this podcast is for everyone who is learning English and wants to do it in a fun way through football. And today I'm talking to Tomáš Dinibil again. Welcome back, Tomáš.
Hi, good afternoon to everybody and to all your listeners.
Hi, it's great to have you back. Just to remind everyone, the first time I spoke to you on this podcast was after the Georgia-Czech Republic game. Do you still remember that, Tomáš?
Kind of. It's a little bit in the mist nowadays, but yeah, I think we had a couple of beers, so maybe that's also the reason why I don't remember it very clearly, but the discussion was good, and it was a nice afternoon and a good evening.
Yeah, maybe it wasn't the most memorable match from the Czech viewpoint as well. We didn't exactly win it. And you know what happened with Turkey after that. So not the most memorable tournament, but it is what it is.
Yeah, the discussion we had was good. It was very emotional just after the match.
And insightful, of course, very insightful.
That's true.
No, I wouldn't expect anything less from you, Tomáš. I know you are a football expert, but today we have a different topic. And the topic is Slavia Prague.
Wow.
Because, of course, you are my classmate from high school. And to be honest, you always supported this club. I could never change your mind on that. I never really wanted to do that anyway, but you were very... A staunch supporter of this team. So why Slavia Prague?
Simply, I don't know. I do not have any clear, reasonable answer for you on this topic. But as you just said, I've been Slavia Prague fan since I remember, maybe 35 years when I started to follow football matches and football in general. So it's a very, very long time. And it doesn't have any rational behind. I mean, there are more significant clubs in Prague. So the Slavia Prague is not the only one. You have Sparta, you have Dukla, you have Bohemians, you have Viktoria Žižkov. So quite a lot of them. And I don't know why I picked this one. I've never attended any football match with my father, because sometimes this is the situation that you kind of take over feelings for the club from your parents. This was not my case. I also don't have any specific football player which like made me to love or to have this supportive feelings for Slavia. I liked Vladimír Šmicer, Patrick Berger, Karol Poborský, who all played for Slavia. But at the same time, I liked Tomáš Rosický, Peter Čech, Pavel Nedvěd, and they played for the biggest rival, for Sparta Prague. So also, this is not the reason.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know why. So I cannot simply tell you the reason. It's just emotions that attracted me to this club.
It's in your heart. But I can see you are a reasonable fan, because you also mentioned some legends of Sparta Prague. So I think, first of all, you are a football fan, and that's the kind of person we want here. So you're not one of those mad hooligans that go to matches, that have nothing in their brain, just blindly supporting their team without looking at anything else, right? So I'm glad that you have some level of objectivity in you as well. That's nice. So, of course, the first thing we can talk about is your game yesterday, because you played in the third round qualifier, the Champions League qualifier, and you managed to beat the team from Belgium called Union. It's not the Union Berlin. No, it's what's their full name? I had it written somewhere. I cannot find it anymore.
Sounds very French.
Royal Union. It's the name of this club. It's not a traditional club from Belgium. Actually, they are kind of new. But for the past 3 years, they have been doing extremely well in the Belgian league. They either won it or once, I think they lost just on the goal difference, the league. So they are the best Belgian club as we speak at the moment. So you won the game against this team. It was a home game. Did you see the game, or were you at the stadium, Tomáš?
Unfortunately, I was not present to the stadium, and I didn't watch the game either. But I watched the highlights, and okay. I was super surprised, because after first three matches in the season, I was very skeptical, mm-hmm. because Slavia didn't play very well. I haven't seen any strong individuals that would like push the team forward. I haven't seen anyone like that. They didn't score too many goals except one game against Česká Budějovice, and they were not really dominant. So I kind of lacked chemistry in the team and the motivation also. So before the match, and I also texted you this opinion, so I shared it with you, and I said that most probably I would love to see Slavia going forward and beating this Belgium club, this Union, but I was skeptical, so they made me really happy that they won, and especially the way they won.
Can I ask you a quick question before you tell us more about this? When you watched the highlights, did you already know the score? Is it one of those that you don't see the score beforehand? Did you see it in the title? Yeah, you did.
I knew it before, because I read the results and then I watched the highlights. So
fair enough.
Not a big surprise. The final score, but actually the game was surprising, and how we scored was even more surprising, because there's one more thing I have to admit, and I have to apologize to one of the Slavia Prague players, to Chori, because I was really underestimating him.
This is a big story. He is your new signing at Slavia Prague. He came from Plzeň, another big club in the Czech Republic, a rival club. And the fans didn't exactly want him at your team, because in the past he supported Sparta Prague. There was also a video of him. Somebody found a video of him celebrating and saying some very bad things about Slavia Prague. Honestly, almost every single Slavia Prague fan was very uncertain about this player, including you, it looks like.
I was not that much involved in those behind the scene rumors, but I was mainly focused on the way how he plays.
Okay.
And I simply didn't see the logic. I didn't see why he should become the member of the team, because he's very similar. In the past, we bought a player called, his name was Kremenčík,
yeah.
Also from Pilsen, and he is very, very similar topology player. So he is this brainless kind of geek.
Almost unfair on Chori. Chori, I think, is smarter than that. Apparently, in private life, he's a nice guy. But what we have to say is that his height, so I know
For example, you are very tall as well. You were always the tallest guy in our class, yeah? And the only taller guy than you, I know, is my cousin. But I think you... How tall are you, Tomáš?
I have 1 meter and 92 centimeters.
Right. Now it explains why you won that badminton match we played last Saturday. Was it Friday? I can't remember anymore. Yeah. Tomáš, unfortunately, guys, I know it's irrelevant for this podcast, but I should say it at this point. Tomáš beat me in a game of badminton. So I think it's the height, because every centimeter counts in this sport, you know.
I think so. I would agree.
Yeah, it's the same for Chori, for someone like Chori. Yeah? Basically, the goals he scored, yeah, were both headers. So, and he's very strong, you know, well-built. And Tomáš here was skeptical about his ability. But did he win you over, Tomáš?
Yeah, he scored very, very difficult header goals. It was not exactly easy at all. The first one, the pass from Lukáš Provod, was excellent pass. I have to say, it was excellent pass to the perfect area. And Chori, he was just very strong. As you said, he was stronger than the defender. He just jumped in front
ahead
of him.
Yeah.
Ahead of him, and he scored a very important goal.
It was a nice finish as well. It was a powerful header, well placed as well, and no chance for the keeper whatsoever. And it was a brilliant goal, honestly. And that moment, actually, I thought the first 10 minutes, Union were the better team. It seemed like Slavia were playing it safe and not exactly, you know, sometimes when you are playing in front of the home crowd, what happens is that you just sort of go for it, yeah? But it didn't seem like that in this game. And until that first goal that this player that we are talking about scored, you were not the better team. But since then, or from that moment, everything changed, in my opinion.
Absolutely. You're right. And also, we should mention that usually Slavia Prague used to have problems at the very beginning of the season. So maybe the timing of the training or something like that. But the first matches were very difficult. And that's the reason why Slavia was usually not very, very, very successful at the beginning.
Yeah.
Especially if those European matches. But this one, I think the first goal was extremely important because of that. You know, it gave them more confidence.
Exactly. And another goal followed soon after that from corner. I think it was right before the halftime break, which is always a big moment, because it's often what we call a sucker punch. It's not a good moment for the opposite team when they concede a goal like that, because obviously that lowers your confidence, right? You are preparing to take a little break and then this happens. So that was another big goal, I thought. And again, it was Tomáš Chori. And so he scored a brace in this game, two well-worked goals. And again, he was strong in the air. This time, maybe even more difficult moment. I think he was like he was kind of sandwiched between two defenders, I thought, almost. And it was this one was from a corner kick.
Yeah, it was definitely more difficult than the first one. And it was, for me, I was really surprised, because I thought that he will be struggling at Slavia, that Slavia is not playing that kind of football that he would fit. But he showed me that I was wrong. I have to admit it. I have to apologize to him and to all of the supporters who were saying that he's a good income, and that he will help Slavia at Europe. I was wrong.
It only took him two. It was his second game in starting 11, right? So it didn't take him very long to get on the score sheet. And he did it in a really important game as well. He always says, he always hears these cliches from these, I don't know, better football, you could say better, like from these stars of Czech League. You always hear these cliches. Yeah, I will show it in those big games, right? But it doesn't always happen like that. But he did it. He did it. And now the Slavia Prague supporters from the, what do you call it? Oh, well, in Czech we say Tribuna Sever, but in English, I guess it would be the North Stand or something like that. From the North Stand, the biggest fans, with the fans that always cheer the most, right? The most vocal fans. They stopped singing that famous cheer, Skurvená Plzeň, which is translated as something like fucking Plzeň, right? So suddenly they started clapping hands and cheering for him, and he's now the hero, the Slavia Prague hero. Do you think it was this simple, or is there still something more he has to do to convince the fans? Not you, he has already convinced you, but...
He didn't convince me fully.
There's still some room for a swing.
It will take time, and I still think that he doesn't fit very well to the football which Slavia wants to play. So I don't see he's the right 11. But and I personally don't like his personality at all. But
wow, Tomáš, I think Tomáš is a conflicted Slavia Prague fan from what I can hear. I thought you came here with an apology and all that, and suddenly you're turning around again. Wow. Okay. Well,
no,
maybe.
I have to apologize because he actually he's the reason why we have this important win. We now are in a very good position.
That's right. Yeah.
And we have a lot of hope for entering the Champions League, and that's mainly because of him. Because you know, he really scored at difficult goals, and the positions were not easy at all. But I think we shouldn't also forget about Oscar, because he's one of my favorite players.
He's a very very good player. He's from Liberia.
Yeah,
and I think he has become somewhat a Slavia Prague legend now, I think, because was he part of that hat-trick, that Slavia hat-trick when he won the titles? I think he was at least, how many titles did he win? At least one for sure, but maybe more.
Yeah.
He is becoming a very important player for you.
Yeah. At the beginning, he was not that important. He didn't have this role of the leader, but now he is taking it over, and is extremely important for both for defense, for fans. Yeah. So, he's also the personality on the pitch.
Yeah, he's a very smart player. You know, you can see, and his technical ability, he is above the Czech League standard. So that's why also I heard some rumors that some big clubs in Europe, including Galatasaray Istanbul and also Sevilla, are interested in him, and there were some rumors that he might actually leave. So do you think it hinges on the actual fact that Slavia Prague reaches the Champions League? Because you're still in the third round. Even if you beat Union in this two-legged tie, you still have to beat one more opponent to get there, which could be either Fenerbahce Istanbul or Olympic Lille. So that's another tough opponent. Is it about that if you manage to get there to the Champions League group stages, he stays, and if you don't, he goes? Because let's be honest, the money he's being offered is probably bigger than what he gets at Slavia.
It's a difficult question. I think it's not only about the money, it's also about the environment. And he seems to be very happy at Slavia. So even if money-wise or salary-wise, it would be better if he changes his address to more prominent European teams. I can imagine that he will stay even if Slavia will not pass to Champions League, because they it seems to me from the distance that they have a very good relationship with Jens Richter Pichowski. And whenever who is the manager of Slavia, and whenever he is talking about him, he is always very proud on him. And
that's true. He's one of his main men, to be
exactly
fair, yeah. Which
exactly
is important. Like when if you are a player, you always want this trust from your manager. If you don't get it, it's actually it can be pretty frustrating for you, and then no wonder you want to leave. But he is in a different position. He has a great role, and it looks like he's one of the first names on the team sheet.
Absolutely. And yeah. I don't know about his personal life, but maybe he has a Czech wife. So that's
if he doesn't he has to get one soon.
Yeah, that's another anchor which would hold him in Prague.
That's true. Okay, well, what do you see will happen this year in the Czech league then? Do you think Slavia Prague can win the title? Because let's be honest, there is a trophy drought. The last 3 years, you won nothing. Am I right? Or did you win at least the cup? I think I think it was Sparta or Plzeň who won the cups as well.
Yeah,
so
I think you're right.
I think now there is a certain element of dissatisfaction. Maybe that's not a word that is not strong enough here. Maybe we should say frustration and almost anger from Slavia Prague fans. And even your manager, Jens Richter Pichowski, who I learned when we went after our badminton match, we went to have beer with Tomáš to a pub. I learned from him that Tomáš himself had an encounter with Trpišovský. Do you want to tell us about that, Tomáš? I think it's a brilliant story.
Yeah, I think I was lucky at that time. I was 16 or 17 years old. Mm-hmm. And I was playing for Klanovice, which you remember.
So you're
for
playing
sure.
For whom?
Klanovice.
Of course, yeah. Who wouldn't know?
Klanovice. And I'm sure, yeah, who wouldn't know exactly, because you played a couple of matches with us as well. So
yeah, illegally.
Illegally, yeah.
I didn't have the registration of Klanovice. I just wanted to play with you guys because how many classmates did we? How many classmates?
Maybe five, six.
Of hours
half
played
of the
for
team.
This team.
Half of the team. The core, the hardcore of the team.
Yeah, went to the same school. And so it was just such a cool opportunity for me to just at least play that one or two games. And I remember you had a manager. That was a manager, like a famous manager that you guys always made fun of. I don't know. You should respect your manager. But this manager had some really interesting basically instructions. He always told, apparently, this is from what I remember, and this is 20 years later, I still remember it. So it must have been a really important thing for you, for your team. The instructions in halftime were, guys, play better. And that was it.
Yeah, it's simple. Keep it simple, clear and simple. You know, what else do you need? To score more goals than the opponent. Play better.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. But back to the story with Trpišovský. Yeah. So and we played one. So at that season we were really really good. I think we ended second or third, whole league. And after one match when we won 2 or 3-0, don't remember. This guy came to me in front of the pub because there is always the pub. When you have a Czech village stadium, there is always a pub, which is very important.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Then this guy came to me and he said, "Hey, how was the game?" I was not bad. Yeah, we won, so it must have been very good. And he asked me whether I would like to try to play with a different team. At that time, it was called Xaverov, and he was the manager there.
And that team was in the second Czech league as well, right?
Yeah, it was the second junior league at that time.
But I think Saverov used to be in the when we're talking about the adults. What do you say? The A team we call it here.
Yeah,
the men. So that team's quite famous as well. I had a football registration there as well. I went to one training there, I think.
I didn't have too many more trainings than you then, because it took me like 2 months to make sure that I'm not good enough.
You mean to realize.
Yeah, exactly, to realize. And the story is that I started to attend the trainings there, and every single training was big suffer for me, because all the teammates were way better technically, physically. Okay.
And Tomáš, this was with Trpišovský, the coach of this was the current with, yeah. coach of Slavia Prague.
Yes. Okay. And after the first month, I remember this, I was waiting for the bus at the bus stop. And he was driving by, he was passing me, and he stopped, he got off the car, and he started chatting with me. He said, yeah, so how are you enjoying it? What are your feelings? And I said, I'm so frustrated. Everyone is way better than me. I'm so tired, and just I'm not enjoying it. And then he was very, he's a very nice character. He is like, you have the feeling that he's a very strong personality.
He cared.
He cared a lot, and he has a strong charisma. He's a very strong charisma. Then he told me, I remember he told me, do you know why I picked you as a team member? I said, okay. I have no idea, because I'm 100% I'm not good enough. And he said, it's not only because of the football skills, it's because of the personality.
Wow, really?
And yeah, and he said that I was able to manage the team. At that time, I was the captain, Klanovice.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I was the oldest one, so maybe that's why.
I remember that time I used to be a captain too. So yeah, okay. So I want to know, did it actually hurt you the way he said it? Because it almost sounded like, oh, Tomáš, you are only good because you are a leader. But
no, I was so proud at the time. Okay. I was so proud, and then I said, okay. Now I will try harder. I will train more. I will do some individual exercise. Yeah, but it lasts like three more trainings or four more trainings, and then I just gave up.
Makes sense.
It didn't make sense. But what I wanted to highlight here is that he really cares. And even at that time, when I was 16, 17, so he was the manager of the team of teenagers, he really cared for the structure of the team. So he was not only interested in the way how you play football, but also the way of the impact on the pitch, on the team. Yeah. And I think that's something what you can see even nowadays. That he is not just picking the players based on their performance on the pitch, but also the approach to the training and the character. Yeah,
I think, to be honest, I think this is the trend. This is a trend in the world anyway. But of course, in a lot of aspects, the Czech league and Czech football is still behind. We don't have time to go into the details and why that is the case, but let's be honest, it's nice to see some progressive managers in the Czech league, and he is definitely one of them. And now the question is, what if you don't win anything again? Not that I wish it on you, not at all, Tomáš, but there is a real possibility, because let's be honest, Sparta Prague, Plzeň, and other teams, Liberec, Ostrava, they look really strong this season as well. So anything could happen, yeah. So there is a voice at Slavia Prague from the fans. Like, a lot of fans are getting tired of Trpišovský, even though he has a strong position. But if the entire fan base turn against him, then it could be quite tough for him, yeah. So what would you do? Would you keep him at the club, or do you think there might be time for him to go? As a Slavia Prague fan,
Yeah, it depends. It depends, I think, what goals they want to achieve, whether they
Yeah.
want to get the title in Czech League or if they want to get some points in the European matches, in Champions League or
No, hopefully.
different European matches. And it very much depends. I think if you are successful in Europe, then it means that you do not have to win the title, and still the season is very well evaluated by the fans.
Okay,
So
that's fair.
depends, and it seems to me that the management of Slavia Prague is willing to
To give him
is
some
willing
more
to
time.
focus, yeah, to give him some time and to focus on the Europe, on the matches in
Okay.
Europe.
I'm
Because
glad to hear that.
that's, I hope so. I don't know. I don't know. We don't know into his head. We don't know what his motivation is. And
Yeah, I can't see into his head either, but maybe you can because you used to be one of his players. So, I mean, if anyone is close to him, it's you, Tomáš. But I have to say, thank you very much for telling us about Slavia Prague in this episode of the Footbridge podcast. It was a pleasure to talk to you again. Hopefully, next time I see you, we play another racket sport because you wanted to play tennis last time, yeah, but since it rained, we had to resort to playing badminton, which was nice as well. Don't get me wrong, but I was a bit rusty. So I look forward to playing a game of tennis against you, and all the best to Slavia, especially in the Europe in European games, because I really follow it closely and always cheer for you.
thank you, and thank you for having me here. It was a pleasure, as last time.
Yeah, likewise, Tomáš. Take care and all the best. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye bye.
Welcome back to the Language Corner. In this part of the show, as always, I will do my job, which is the English teacher, and I'm going to talk today about something really interesting, and that is the word chemistry. First of all, the most important thing you should all know is that chemistry used to be my least favorite subject at high school. That's right, I used to hate this subject. And that is actually the first meaning of this word. It is a subject that you study, you can study, right? Chemistry is all about all those elements. So you have like oxygen and nitrogen, and you have different solutions and acids and all kinds of things. I'm not talking about this sort of chemistry though. I would like to talk about the phrase that Tomáš used in this episode of the Footglish podcast, because he said, "I lacked chemistry in the team." He was talking about Slavia Prague, and I think he was referring to the first few games of the season. He said, "I lacked chemistry in the team." If you lack something, it means you kind of don't have enough of something or you miss something. So he kind of wanted to see chemistry in the Slavia Prague team, but he didn't see it. Now, what does the word chemistry actually mean here? Are we talking about a school subject? No, not really. Here it really means good relationship or partnership of the players on the pitch. The word that the players kind of gel, the cohesion of the team, the way they sort of work together as a unit. And that is the sort of chemistry we talk about here. Of course, we can also use it to talk about relationships. For example, if you go on a date with someone and this date maybe isn't going really well, but perhaps it's because there's no chemistry between you and your partner. Yeah, if there's no chemistry, it means maybe there's not enough attractiveness, or maybe you are unable to talk to each other or something like that. So as you can see, this word has more meanings. And that is all for today's episode of the Footglish podcast. And what I would like to ask you for is, as always, to support this podcast. It's still quite new, so people need to hear that this podcast exists. That's why I would like to ask you to spread the word. If you have any friends, a husband, a wife, a girlfriend, a boyfriend, a lover, your dog, your hamster, a guinea pig, whoever you want to tell about the Footgrish podcast, it will make a huge difference. So please share this podcast with them. Thank you very much for listening, and I'll speak to you soon again. Bye-bye.